Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Likely to be an easy vote for Tom Vilsack to be the next Secretary of Agriculture as he goes through the process again. He was the 30th Secretary of Agriculture under President Barack Obama. Looks like he'll be the 32nd Secretary of Agriculture under Joe Biden. Mr. Vilsack told lawmakers back at his confirmation hearing in early February that right now lots of folks are very preoccupied with COVID relief for U.S. agriculture.
Clearly, COVID is on the minds of everyone, as it should be. And the Department of Agriculture has a responsibility to aggressively promote the nutrition assistance that you all have provided, and they have begun to do that. We also have to review the additional relief that's been ordered by Congress and try to get that into the hands of farmers, ranchers, producers, and those in rural America as quickly, efficiently, as effectively as possible.
Right after the inauguration, President Biden put on hold the coronavirus food assistance program help that had been going out to farmers, ranchers, indicating they want to look at ways to perhaps utilize those monies to advance their climate change goals in the days ahead. Secretary Vilsack likely to move forward getting some of those monies out sooner rather than later. Consumers who prefer beef over plant-based protein alternatives say they're willing to pay nearly $2 more a meal for a burger when dining at a restaurant, according to a study from Kansas State University and Purdue University. Dr. Glenn Tonzer and Dr. Jason Lusk involved in the study. The same study does note that those who've turned to plant-based protein alternatives are equally passionate about their choice, saying they would be willing to pay $1.48 more per meal. Thing is, there's a lot fewer of them than beef lovers. The Noble Research Institute is adopting a focus toward regenerative agriculture, specifically to pasture land all across the United States. Steve Rimes, president and CEO of the Noble Research Institute, says this is all about helping ranchers understand the relationship between their cattle and their pasture lands.
It's that interaction of livestock with the forages, taking care of the soil so the forages are actually there for us throughout the year. That has a domino effect with regard to water and its cleanliness, and then also our bottom line on the economics.
And Steve Rimes believes that farmers ranchers will embrace these concepts.
Of course, farmers and ranchers know their lands better than anybody else, and so it really plays to the strength of observation and management based on observation.
Steve Rimes, CEO of the Noble Research Institute. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 25th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com. And you can also come and watch live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. start time, 34,970 head to sell, 9,000 yearling steers, 6,200 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. More agricultural news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.